Amen, amen. Happy New Year, January 1st, 2023. I know some of y'all just can't believe, but it's 2023. We went through 2022 like it was nothing. I was going to say 2022 was not one of my greatest years, but yes, it was. Let me tell y'all something. I just want to bless you. I just want you to know that God loves you. Praise God. Amen. And this year is going to be one of the most spectacular years you've ever had. Don't let the devil tell you nothing different. Please let somebody know that we are on the air. We will be right back in just a few minutes. Trust you with it. all that we are, glory to God, all that we have, glory to God. You gave it to us, hallelujah, and we trust you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. Amen. I'm looking for God, looking forward to this year. I know that God is going to do great and marvelous things in your life. Praise God. Amen. I know we're looking over last year and we're saying, oh, last year was something else. I heard somebody say yesterday, 2021 passed, 2022 just was like a wind. It just went on by. Praise God. But let me tell you something, praise God. God, amen, can work a miracle, praise God, in the twinkling of an eye, amen. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. He can turn things around, amen, just like that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I speak, amen, hallelujah, a turnaround in your life, praise God. I know, amen, when you're looking at your situations, praise God, it looks like, praise God, it's not good, or it looks like it's going the wrong way, praise God. But I speak turnaround in your life right now, praise God. Amen. Now watch this. I need your faith, praise God, to meet my faith, praise God. I need you to stand up, praise God, where you are in your living room, praise God, kitchen, wherever it is you're listening this morning. I need you to stand up right where you are and decree and declare, amen, that God, amen, with the change of the year has turned your situation around, praise God, has turned your bad news into good news, has turned, amen, a defeat into victory. I need, praise God, for you to stand, praise God, stand on your own faith, praise God, amen. The woman with the issue of blood, praise God, amen. She pressed through the crowd, praise God. She got low, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody will get that in a minute, praise God. She didn't walk straight through the crowd. Come on, glory to God, amen. Her faith, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, said get low, hallelujah. So she got low, praise God. And she pressed her way, amen. Wasn't easy, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Your breakthrough, praise God, may seem like your path to that breakthrough is not easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I need you to keep your eye on the prize. God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, I always tell people, I pray, God doesn't see us. He sees our faith. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You want God to pick you up. You want God, amen, to sense you. Glory to God. He picks up on your faith. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Not your fear, amen. He doesn't recognize fear, praise God. He recognizes faith, hallelujah. Amen. So I just want to let you know, praise God, God is turning things around, amen. Hallelujah, for your good. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. I read a quick scripture, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to get into praise and worship. Glory to God in just a few. Hallelujah. Because this is the first day, amen, of the year. Praise God. And I don't know about you, praise God, but when the clock struck 12, praise God, I was on my knees praying. Amen. I had a different plan, but the Holy Spirit said, I need you to be in a posture of prayer. Hallelujah. So, praise God. I was at work till 11, praise God. And then, amen, when I got home, amen, I was overjoyed, praise God. I had other plans, praise God. Amen, they fell through, amen. And then the Lord say, that's because I have a plan. He said, I need for you to be in a posture of prayer when the year changes, praise God, amen. Kneeled, amen, before the Almighty God, amen. Thanking him, amen. Watch this. Thanking him for my trials and my tribulations. Thanking him, amen, for separating me from different things that I hurt when they, I separated from. But the Lord said I got better. Come on, amen. So just blessing God for another opportunity to see another year. A lot of people, amen, hallelujah, don't have this privilege, amen, to experience another year. But God has done this for you, amen, and for me. So I just want to bless him, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So The scripture reading I want to share with you this morning, praise God, in Psalms 85, verse 2. It says, "You forgave the iniquity of your people, Lord, and covered all their sins." Amen. The reason I wanted to share, I love this scripture, praise God, is because you have to understand, amen, it's a lot of, if you think back over your life, over this past year, it's some things, amen, that you have done, amen, how do you think it's done in the dark, amen, some things that you have failed to, some things that you've been humiliated in, and some things you have humiliated folks in. Come on, it's been some things that you have done to break somebody's heart, and some things people have done to break yours. Praise God. But God says, amen, hallelujah. In his word, he says, your iniquities, praise God, have been forgiven by God. Amen, hallelujah. And your sins, it says, all of your sins covered. This is Ephesians, praise God. Psalms, all of your sins covered. God is so powerful and so loving and so awesome, praise God, that he knows that you made mistakes. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to get you to start this year off walking in faith. Start this year off getting back in relationship with God. Start your year off, praise God, on the right foot, praise God. Amen. On the right path. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I have forgiven your sins. I have forgiven, amen, my people's sins. Those are who are his people, those that know to repent, those that know, amen, to say, amen, Lord, forgive me. I have done wrong. I have fallen. And Lord, I know, just like David said, I know you are the only one that can redeem me. You are the only one that can clean the slate for me. You are the only one that will forgive me, amen, and not bring it back before me. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. So start this year with forgiveness. Release people and release yourself. Oh, my God, I hope I help somebody right then. Release people and release yourself. Listen, when I was on praying last night, praise God, the Lord said, it's over. Oh, my God, hallelujah. He said, it's over, amen. Every pain, every regret, every disappointment, he said, the slate is clean. My God. And we have to learn to walk in it, praise God. I got a phone call from somebody, praise God, amen, 2 days ago. And they said to me, I want to ask you for forgiveness for everything that I've ever done to you. I never thought it would come. Come on. I never even, and I'm not saying that I was saying this person would never change. It just was not in my mind. Amen. But this person called me and said, hey, you caught hell with me. That's what it said. I gave you hell. That's what he said to me. Ooh. He said, I gave you hell. I humiliated you. Come on. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, and you held me up even though I humiliated you, cheated on you, treated you like trash. Come on. Now, this person, I ain't been, in over 10 years, I ain't even thought about this person. Come on, amen.
Amen.
And we have to understand, praise God, amen, that at the change of the year, and this is a new place. Nobody has ever been here. Nobody has ever been in 2023. Come on. Nobody has ever. We are here. Come on, amen. I remember back in 1995, I was graduating high school. Come on. Come on, I remember back in junior high. I remember when I was just running down them dirt roads, racing folk, and come on, and throw up tackle play. They called me a tomboy. Come on. And now, grown as I can be, come on, amen. Calling on the name of Jesus, trusting and believing, amen, that he will make it all right, because I know he will. We are in a brand spanking new year. Amen. Why not start it off with a clean slate? Amen. Call some folk that you wronged. Call some folk that's wronged you. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Whether they receive it or not, just get it off your plate. That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
Do your part. Do what you're supposed to do. Amen. And watch God, amen, work this thing out. Watch God turn your life around. Come on. Watch God turn your life. Watch, amen. Watch, amen, the miracles and blessings that God began to bestow upon your life.
Amen.
Watch what God does. Amen. I get so excited, praise God, because he keeps blowing my mind. Amen. I don't give this testimony, praise God, but I'm giving it because it's a new year and it's time to be free. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But from the 1st of 2022, amen, hallelujah, in February, I have to say right after my birthday and Valentine's Day, right, amen, I was told to leave my house by my husband, okay? I was told, get out. You don't like what you don't, you're unhappy, you don't like what's going on here, you can get out. You can find you somewhere to go, okay? You find somewhere to go. And oh, I was broken. Oh, I was tore up from the floor. Oh, I can't believe what's happening. Oh, pictures posted all on Facebook, just a couple that people was, oh, y'all such a beautiful couple. Y'all inspire me. Y'all this and the other. I always tell people, don't get seduced by Facebook. Praise God. You never know what's going on in people's house, you know. And I was going through some stuff in that household, you know. And go find you somewhere. It was something else. I had to figure out a place to live. I was living in my art shop for a little while. Listen, it was rough. I was living in my art shop, but I didn't skip church on Sunday. Mm-mm. I was still in the house of God. We were still doing what we do. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody knew that I was without a place to live. The Lord said, shh. He said, oh, so I just prayed. I said, Lord, I need a place to live. So I found an apartment for 6 months. And the Lord said, I'm going to show you what to do after 6 months. After 6 months, amen. And so I'm going to tell you something about God. God know when you ain't through with somebody, you ain't really receiving. He lets you know when you really don't see him yet. Okay, so after the 6 months, I moved right back in to this place. Now, mind you, I moved back in for a month. But a month happened. Come on, a young man asked me about my finances. I mean, he asked me to give some money towards something. And then I said, well, let's sit down and let's talk about the finances. And it erupted from there. And next thing you know, you need to find you somewhere to go. And I know people saying, well, you've been a woman. Why? No, you need to find you somewhere to go. I was right back at square one. I had gave up my apartment. I had nowhere to go. Come on. Amen. I was like, oh, Lord, I don't want to go back in this shop. So I called people. You know, sometimes your pride will make you tell you, don't call this person, don't call that person. Mm-hmm. But I called somebody. And I said, I need a place to go. I put all my little stuff in storage. I moved in with somebody. And it really wasn't moving in. I still was like living in throughout my truck and in the in the storage. I was still preaching the gospel. Don't get it. Listen, bear. We were still still going.
Still feeding.
We were still going.
The homeless. Still
come on.
Still
doing support groups. Still. See, I'm gonna tell y'all something. It's in this new year. You're gonna have to learn how to stand. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, being talked about. He was on his Facebook page putting all the business. Let me tell y'all something about that Facebook page. Y'all better get y'all self together and keep your business off of Facebook. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They wrote a song about it, y'all. They really did.
Because let me tell you something. I don't care if it's a relationship, just a relationship, or if it's a marriage. Keep your business off of Facebook.
That's right.
Because when you could cause so much damage to where when you want to fix it, it can't be fixed. Come on. Amen. So went through that for a little while. you know, and then got a call. Amen. Hey, we got a place for you. We got an apartment for you. You don't worry about rent, lights. You don't worry about nothing. And when do I get my key? Today. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody. When are you going to get today? Come on. Do you need groceries? We're going to put some groceries in there. Can I help somebody? On, glory to God. You need furniture? What you got? What don't you have? Come on. We got a package for you. We will come on in. Move. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. Let me tell you something. Amen. Don't lose yourself in people. Because, see, let me tell y'all something. I know people say, well, she was just on it through the whole Norway. Oh, I fell in there sometimes. I said some things I shouldn't have said in there sometimes. My flesh got riled up. Why? Because it was a fleshly carnal situation. Mm-hmm. So your flesh gets invited to the party. Guess what? But guess what I had to do? Call that person and ask for forgiveness. They wrong is two left shoes. But God say, I need you to get your spirit man right. I need you to get your walk right. So I call and practice humility and say, I'm sorry. If he called me and say, hey, I need you to come take care of me. Guess what? I was over there taking care of it. Come on. God didn't tell me to go back. Mm-hmm. Well, come on. But he did say you got a commission to be a child of God. Right. Amen. Yet cheating. Right. He's yet in inboxes. And it was okay. Why? Because God had removed me and said, I got a different plan for your life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on. Let's give God a hand clap. Mm-hmm. Praise for the victory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. Look, because you know, 2022, she saw a pastor go through. Oh, my kids say that's boys right there. Mm. Amen. I went through some stuff, praise God.
Yeah.
And came out with the victory. Amen. At this time, let's just take a moment. If you have not forgiven someone, amen, hallelujah. If you have not forgiven someone at this time, get that person on your heart. Forgive them in your heart first. And if God tell you to give them a call and ask for forgiveness or forgive them, do that. Do what God tells you to do. God has a whole new plan for your life. He has a destiny. Your destiny is tied up in you forgiving. Your destiny is tied up in you leaving past stuff in the past. Come on. I couldn't get to my breakthrough. It took me longer to get a place to stay because I was still caught up with trying. I wanted to be successful at it. Come to find out, amen, I went to went into the computer, praise God, and put in our names. Come to find out, we weren't even married on paper. I'm telling you, the devil will set you up. Do you hear what I'm saying? He will set you up. You have to be sensitive to God. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to forgive. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And sometimes you need to just write the names down. And file them up. Throw it in the trash. Why? Because you're moving on to a new place. You're moving on to a new area in your life. God is going to use you to do great and marvelous things. But you got to let go of the past so you can walk into your future. Come on. It's time to let go. Amen. It's time to release it.
Yes, it is.
If you got to cry it out, cry it out. Mm. Hey, glory to God. Mm. If you got to cry it out, cry it out. This man, amen, gave my beautiful dogs, just gave them away just to spite me, just to hurt me. Glory to God. But look at me, still standing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Still standing. Christmas Eve, somebody called me and said, hey, I got a little dog that need a home. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody. Mm. Come on. You say everything that the devil stole, glory to God. God gonna give it back to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. I know, amen, you feel the pain from the loss, but I want you to understand, don't confuse it, amen, hallelujah, with anything that the Lord, amen, wants you to make space for this new place he's taking you in your life, amen, glory. live. Amen. So you can experience the goodness of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for forgiveness.
Thank you,
hallelujah, for a new day. We thank you for a day that was not promised, but you gave it to us, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we didn't die in this year. Come on, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you preserved our life, our children, glory to God. You preserved us, hallelujah, through the storm, through the rain, hallelujah. You preserved us, you covered us, and you protected us, Father God. Lord, we thank you for it right now. Lord, we just thank you for new beginnings. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. All our steps this year, glory to God. That we will not cause people pain, glory to God. But we could increase somebody's life. Increase us so we can increase others, glory to God. We thank you for prosperity this year. We thank you for open doors this year. We thank you for closed doors this year. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for favor. Unmerited favor, hallelujah. Glory to God with everyone we come in contact with, Father God. Have your way in our lives. Use us, hallelujah. Use us for your perfect will. And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God, amen. This is the year, and I said it a couple of Sundays ago. It's speaking season, amen. It's speaking season, amen. You have not because you ask not, amen. And we're using our voice. We're using the anointing that God has placed in our lives for the wrong thing, amen. We're using it for negative speaking. We're using it, amen, to reveal other people, praise God. We're using it, amen, to sow seeds of discord. But if you learn, praise God, how to turn that around, praise God, and allow God, amen, to use, amen, your anointing, praise God, to change somebody's life. Oh, my God. It was so many suicides last year, praise God. Mm. Come on, amen. Murders happening, praise God. A couple of rappers, praise God, died, got shot. Come on, hallelujah. It's time. Our children are coming up missing. I was just listening to sex trafficking, them talking about the money that people make from sex trafficking our children. Praise God. Listen, this year, we are watchmen on the wall. Come on, hallelujah. Right. Glory to God. We are going to be praying and covering and protect our children. Covering and protect, glory to God, our families. Covering and protect, glory to God, amen. Why? Because God, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah, is ready, amen. He will put a hedge of protection. See, we're not praying no more, amen. We're not praying, but it's time to pray, amen. Oh, I promise you, if you need to pray in, hallelujah, glory to God, we really need a prayer circle to come against this human trafficking. Come on. We need a prayer circle, amen, that's dedicated, praise God, to come against sexual perversion, glory to God, and these things that the enemy is bringing against our children. Come on. You got sexual perversion all through the television screen. Come on. All on TV, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere. And now, praise God, our children have been caught up in it, praise God. They're using social media to seduce and to manipulate and to, oh my God. While your child is on the phone, while you are cooking or while you are doing your thing, they on the phone and the sexual predators are on Instagram in their inboxes, sending them messages, right, pretending to be people that they're not. This year, praise God, amen. We're coming against that, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, praise God. I speak, praise God, that every syndicate and every system that's set up to destroy our youth be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we get, amen, hallelujah, on up there in years, praise God, we see so many things happening, praise God. And I was sitting on the couch and I was watching a movie on TV, and the Lord was showing me how slick the enemy is by weaving these things in and out of these movies.
Yeah.
They're weaving, oh my God, sex trafficking. You can see how to do it in the movies. You can see how to sell drugs through the movies. You can see, you know, and look, don't get me wrong. I love a good movie. But I'm saying we need to be so spiritually connected to God to when these things begin to reveal themselves, we can see what God is trying to show us. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know what to pray against, what to come against, what to cast down. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instead of sitting there saying, oh, that was a good movie. The world is showing you. How it's set up. They're showing you what to pray against. Come on, can I help somebody? They're showing you, praise God, oh my God, how we are under attack, who we are under attack by. Come on, amen. What systems are in place to destroy the future of our children. Come on. Glory, can I help somebody? Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to pray. Amen. We need to begin to pray more this year. Praise God. I'm calling for the watchmen to get back on the wall. Glory to God. Amen. And allow God to use you. Praise God. To reveal. Amen. The enemy. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Whew. How you doing?
You talked about your testimony.
Oh, my God. How you doing?
It was a year. It was a year. You talked about in February. That was the same month. I was homeless. Didn't know I was going to have nowhere to go. We were out there sowing seeds, remember?
Come on.
And I'm still there.
You still there? Come on.
I went from being totally homeless, not having nowhere to go. You have family. They say you can come and be there. And then the minute you get there, they start treating you like, you know, except for my children. Mm-hmm. But my children got kids. Mm. So I had to, no, see, y'all got enough going on over here. I need my space. I love my grandchildren. Go visit them and babysit whenever you need me to babysit. I got you. But just being there was a little much at times. So you just, Lord, I know it's something better.
Come on.
And he turned that thing around.
Yeah.
Every time he turned that thing around. And you know this is good when you start going through again because you know you just started slipping.
Come on.
When you start looking like you got to play catch up, it's because you got caught up.
Yeah.
Back there. So now you got caught up back here. You wasn't following what you were supposed to follow. So now you got to catch up. It's been a year, Pastor. It's been a year. But my testimony is that I'm still here.
Still here. Come on.
The suicide rates and the people that were just die. COVID killed so many people in these past couple of years.
Come on.
That it has been just one thing after the other. I thank God that COVID did not strike my family, but I dealt with loss in my family.
Yeah.
During COVID.
Yeah.
We just lost a brother. I just lost my brother Wednesday, 52 years old. He had a massive heart attack on his wife's birthday, December 27th. Those of us that are still here,
come on,
we need to thank God that we're in the land of the living.
Come on now.
Because there's something that he got us doing.
It is, yeah.
We're here for a purpose. We're here for a reason.
Amen.
And I'm with you. The sex trafficking, the drugs, people just getting shot down in the street. I'm at home yesterday in the we call it the, y'all know in the hood, we call it the ghetto bird. This helicopter is just everywhere. And these cars and these trucks riding up and down. And I live in a cul-de-sac, y'all. So when you see something, they coming flying through a cul-de-sac, and you're like, everybody in the neighborhood is like, what's going on? You know, and it's We still have no idea. Mm-hmm. But all of this unusual activity. Mm-hmm. People are breaking into people's houses, just killing them dead.
My God.
Every time you turn on the news, somebody has just died. We have been through
whole families.
We have been through it. We have been through it. There have been times when even I got sick with this COVID mess. Lord, thought I was gonna die. But God. So those of us that are here, you know, I know I'm always saying be encouraged, but that's the best thing I can give you. Be encouraged and lean. Learn how to lean and depend
on God. And pray. Listen, you don't have to be a person that can pray, use big immaculate word. No, be able to pray. Tell God what you need. Tell him who he is. Worship him. Give adoration, praise God. Magnify his name, mm-hmm. praise God. Then ask him, amen. Always tell people, use the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer, praise God, is the key to a lot of doors. Come on, amen. And I know we love to hear people pray because they sound so good. But let me tell you something. It's as simple as the Lord's Prayer. They can turn some things around in your life. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. We bless God, amen. We love to testify, praise God, on the broadcast because it's important for you to understand that God is still able. Amen. The blood of Jesus still works, praise God. I dare you this year to apply the blood. I hear people say, plead the blood of Jesus. No, apply the blood of Jesus to your children, to your finances, to your household. Come on, amen. Apply the blood of Jesus. When you leave the house, amen. Pray over everybody that leaves out of your house. Come on, amen. Amen. Pray over your doorposts, glory to God. The window sills, amen. Every entrance of your home, glory to God. Call folk and pray with folk in the morning, amen. Hallelujah. Call folk that you know is working on these rigs. Come on. Call and pray for folk, praise God, that's driving, amen. These 18-wheelers, praise God, going in and out of town. Come on. Pray for these folk, amen. It's praying time, glory to God. You want 2023 covered, you need to pray, amen, right. And apply right. The blood of Jesus, amen, hallelujah, to every area of your life, amen. I dare you to apply it to your finances, amen. We talk about prosperity, praise God. We talk about, we want to prosper and all this kind of stuff, amen, but the Bible says, amen, I will that you prosper, amen, and be in good health as much as your soul prosper, glory to God. Right. So let's put it in order, amen. Your soul, you want to see prosperity? Your soul needs to prosper. How do you do that? Through, amen, the word of God. I'm going to let that sit there for a minute, amen. It's through the word of God. Some folk putting the carriage before the horse, praise God, amen. No, it's prayer, come on, it's seeking his face, it's fasting, amen, hallelujah. He said in his word, lean not to your own understanding. Mm. Come on, amen, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will what?
Direct your path. Yes, Lord.
And you got to get that, praise God. You got to understand, amen, that it's a process. We used to sing a song when I was coming up, you must come in at the door. Come on, amen. Some of we want to go around the back door. We want to know. He said, you must come in at the door. Hallelujah. God's got a way and you can't go around it. Come on, hallelujah. You can't go on the side and climb through the window. Amen. That's a thief and a robber. Come on, amen. Right. You can't go over. You can't go under. You must come in at the door. He is the way. I got to go there. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by him. The enemy don't want me to get this out, but I'm going to get it out. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. This ain't just to you. This is to me too. You must come in through the door. A lot of y'all been living off the residue of your grandmothers and the residue, amen, that you of the prayers and the conferences you done been through, amen. But you must come, you got to come through the door. You can't keep living off of everybody else's prayers and everybody else's people's conferences and stuff. You need to pray.
That's right.
You don't have no prayer life. Come on. That's why when things happen, you fall so quickly. You broke down so quickly because you're not That's praying. Right. You have no prayer. You got to get a prayer life.
That's right.
And you know your prayer life is weak when people tell you to pray and you get an attitude. You got to come on now. Come on now. I want to help you. This 2023. I know everybody want to hear you go get a house, a car, and all that. But when I say God is turning it around, he's turning around your dedication to his word. Can we? Oh,
come on.
He's turning around your dedication to his word. I was just sitting. I was on shift last night. I was at work. I was at work in, and the young lady, she was talking to me. She said, you're a pastor, right? I said, yeah. And I tell people I'm a pastor everywhere I go because I want to be held accountable for the things that I do. I'm everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. Not just say, come on, everywhere I go. And she was talking about deliverance. And it was like she stuck a key in my chest and turned it. Mm. She said, deliverance. The way she was, she said, deliverance is not in the church anymore. She said the demons have come into the church and they can sit there. It used to be that the church was so powerful that you couldn't just come in there any That's kind right. of way and do any Good kind good. Of thing. But now, because we have compromised so much and everybody's so distracted with trying to get the bag and trying to be fly and trying to do all this stuff, now where's the power? There's no power because there's no prayer. Come on. There's no prayer because prayer ain't popular. Come on. Looking good is popular. Come on. These quick sayings is popular. But prayer is the key. Oh, my God. I go back old school? Can I go back to childhood? Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I'm trying to help somebody today. Mm-hmm. I'm not old school. And God, let me tell you
something. Some of y'all need to be old school.
Some of y'all need to be tear it over. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all got so many spirits going on in your life. Praise God. Amen. You're not going to get a breakthrough. Come on. Some of y'all been doing the same thing over and over again, living the same kind of way, and you trying to figure out why you can't get a breakthrough. Because you need to fall on your face, like prostrate. Can I help somebody?
Come on, Pastor.
Lay out flat before the Lord. Let me give you three postures you pray in. When you lay out on your back, you surrender out. Mm-hmm. Come on, get your worship music praying. Can I help somebody? I want to help you get in the presence. Turn on your worship music. Go all the way back what is it? Palm one. Bow down and worship him. Mm-hmm. Enter in. Come on, go back to them days. Go back to Juanita Bynum and say, come go with me behind the veil. Come on, lay out. Lay out. Come on, amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lay out. I need
come on
the old
and look
who Jesus
and worship and Ooh. Lay down until you feel the presence of God into the room. We yes, don't do Lord. That no more because we don't have time. Mm. We busy. I gotta get this done. We got 30 minutes. We got 20. I gotta get this done. You better slow down. I heard God say, amen, yesterday, praise God, while she was talking and unlocking some things in me. I heard the Lord say, tell him to sit down and lay down. I say, what you mean? He said, tell them to sit down. Left. He said, I need them to sit down, go back to the old time way. Come on, glory to God. Lay out before me so I can revelate to them what's going to happen in 2023. Lay out. Okay, let me tell you the second posture. The second posture is on your belly. Oh, I'm going to help somebody learn how to wail and travail. It's on your belly. When you lay out on your belly, see, we don't lay out no more. Oh, my God. We don't lay out no more. The Lord say, lay out on your belly. Come on. Stretch them arms out. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, you got to tell folk to respect your prayer time. Come on. Lay out in your house. See, I would say come to the church. No, the Lord say you need to break, amen, them spirits that you have deposited in your house. Oh, my God. Can I help somebody? It starts at home. Glory to God. Lay out on the floor, amen, in your house. Praise God, amen. And allow God, amen, my God, to show you how to wail. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all don't know about that wailing and travailing. Glory to God. When you begin to just moan. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. when you begin, hallelujah, oh my God, to reminisce on where God brought you from, hallelujah, glory to God, what, oh my God, hallelujah, and God said he's going to use that, my God, as you wail and travail. See, I remember coming up, amen, in the house of God, where some of the women of God didn't have, they didn't have pray words, praise God. They just sat on the front row and rocked. Mm-hmm. And they just, oh, Lord, oh. Mm-hmm. And they just, oh, my God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And they just rocked, glory to God. Oh, we need you, Lord, right now, Lord. Come on in, Lord, come on in, hallelujah. And they just rocked, glory to God, hallelujah. But see, we don't know nothing about that, praise God, because we so new school. But you can't go without that, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, you want the peace of God to come into your house? Come on, amen. You want your household to come into submission to the power of God? Amen. Well, you gotta lay out, amen. Oh, my God, hallelujah. That's the second posture. Glory to God, that I want to talk about. Let me talk about the third. The third posture is we used to sing the song when I was coming up. It's an old school song. I know y'all probably don't know it. And y'all know I ain't worried about the heat. I got some heat going on in here. Amen. But we used to sing this song and say, down on my knees with trouble rise, I talk to Jesus beyond the skies. Hey, he promised me.
Yes, he did.
He'd hear my plea. If I would tell him down on my knees, hallelujah. That posture, praise God. On your knees, amen. Hands lifted to heaven. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. You have never, amen, seen a move of God until you lift up hands, amen. Hallelujah. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, can I help somebody?
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah. Y'all know how I receive the Holy Ghost. The woman of God say thank you, Jesus. Tell him thank you. She said, say it again. She said, tell him thank you again. Mm. Come on, say it again. Thank you, Jesus. She said, say it again. Thank you, Jesus. She said, say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. And the tears begin to roll down my face. Glory to God. Because as I said, thank you, Jesus, I can remember the things that God took me, come on, covered me through, glory to God. As I said, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. I could feel his presence, glory to God. It started, come on, amen. It started in my face, glory to God. I could feel, amen, hallelujah, his presence. The enemy don't want me to get, out, but I'm going to get it out.
Mm-hmm. Take this water.
And I felt, amen. Can I help somebody? Amen.
On,
felt it all in my face. Glory to God. Amen. Then I felt it on my arm. I had my arm. Come on. I just kept saying, thank you, Jesus. And she just stood right there. She was right in my ear. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank him. And before I knew it, I was getting up off the floor. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, all you need to do is just tell him thank you. I love my apostle, amen, Anita Smith, because she say, tell him thank you. Come on.
Yes, she does.
Come on, tell him thank you. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's just something about when you tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my hands. I thank you for my feet. Come on. Lord, I thank you for my children. I thank you for a roof over my head. I thank you for food to eat. I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Lord, have mercy. On the first day of the year. Come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Lord, you're my all in all. Lord, when I didn't have nobody, I had you and you had me. Lord, when I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. Lord, when I was looking at the gas tank and I needed to get to work, God, and you sent somebody, amen, somebody cash at me. Come on. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you when I thought I was going to lose my mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and you came right in there on time. Come on.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. Listen. Hallelujah. It's praying time. It's praying time. Amen. I ain't worried about the enemy. Hallelujah. You have to put yourself. See, this young lady was talking to me about, she was talking about people cheating on each other. I said, well, first of all, if you don't put yourself in a position to cheat, you won't cheat. She said, oh, this. I said, yeah. Don't put yourself in a position to cheat, you won't cheat. And the Lord began to talk to me. He said, oh my God, don't put yourself in a position to sin, you won't sin. Don't put yourself in a position. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Can I help somebody? Amen. Glory to God. God would never put us in a position. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. We got some scriptures we're going to read later on in the thing. I'm through that. But the Lord, amen, hallelujah, want to take your life to a new level, praise God, amen, in Him. But you got to leave some things behind. At the top of the broadcast, we said, we was talking about what? Forgiveness. Come on, amen. Now, then we talked about the postures of prayer, amen. Hallelujah. Flat on your back, come on. Flat on your stomach, amen. And on your knees, hallelujah. Glory to God. When you're flat on your stomach, they say take it to the threshing floor. That's threshing floor. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to get a prayer closet. Yeah, I'm going back. I'm going all the way back. Mm. You need a prayer closet. Come on, amen. When I first, amen, hallelujah, began to walk in my prophetic gift, praise God, I had a prayer closet. It was a little bitty coat closet. I cleaned it all the way out. Amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Put me a bottle of oil in there and a Bible. Come on, and a little comforter. Amen. So my knees won't hurt while I'm praying. And nobody went in that closet. It was understood. You don't go in this closet. This is my prayer closet. This is where, amen, breakthroughs happen. This is where deliverance happens. This is where, oh my God, I'm trying to help somebody. Put your Bible in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This apostle talking to you. I'm trying to give you some keys for this year.
Come on,
amen.
Pastor.
You need to pray. Amen. You need to pray at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. How can I help somebody? Somebody get that one in a minute. Hallelujah. When you pray at 3 o'clock in the morning, oh my God. Oh my God. I'll teach that later. Amen. We're in a new season, a new year, praise God. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. And when you begin, amen, to pray, amen. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the first day of the year. What's said today, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's said, amen, in your, what you speak into your household on today, praise God, will set the atmosphere for the rest of your year. Lord have mercy.
Come on,
it will set the foundation for the rest of your year. Hallelujah. Somebody out there, praise God, I want you to receive this word, and you're going to know this is for you. The Lord said every door that opens for you this year, amen, hallelujah, was long awaited, and it's time for you to walk on through it.
Come on. Jesus, pick me.
It's time for you to walk on through it. Ain't no more, amen, low self-esteem. I don't think I can do it. None of that, praise God. God said it's time to walk through every door. Why? Because you have paid your dues. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get out of somebody's business. But I'm in somebody's business.
You stay in their business. Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen. Y'all don't understand. Today is the first day of the year. What you do today is important. Yesterday, I said out of my mouth, I said, okay, whoever I'm with when the year changes, who I'll be with through the whole year, right? And the Lord said, no, it's whatever posture you're in. Can I help somebody? Somebody will get this. It's whatever posture you're in the first day of the year. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Whatever, if you are in a praying posture, if you are in a receiving posture, if you are in a posture of faith, praise God, whatever posture you're in will set the atmosphere for your entire year. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can I just do that? I wanna, and God's trying to unlock some things for you this year. He's trying to get you ready for some things, amen, this year. And this year is not going to be about your flesh at all. It's going to be completely about your spirit, man. So, and y'all know my saying, whichever one you feed the most will reign. So if you want to receive everything spiritually that God has for you, you need to start feeding your spirit, man. Come on. That carnal part of you that has made your life a wreck. Come on.
Let it go.
I'm talking to men and women of God. I'm talking to apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists. Come on. Missionaries. Your carnalness. Come on, because this world has seduced the church into believing we're going to do it the worldly way. That's how we get people in the church. The devil is a lie. God don't need no help from the devil. He don't need you compromising with the devil just so you get the devil in the church. The devil is a lie.
That's right.
Oh, trying to move on.
Come on, Pastor. Let him use you.
Amen.
Let him use you.
Amen. So I was at work, and let me give you what the Lord had me write down. New year, new drive. Somebody who's listening, y'all need to write that down. Put it on the refrigerator. Come on. New year, new drive.
Somebody sent me yesterday, this morning, 365 new days, 365 new chances.
That's right. New day, new drive. What is God saying to you this morning? He is saying, praise God, this year, amen, you're not gonna, you can't do what you did last year, this year, and it work. New year, new drive. Come on, amen. I did it like this last time. Oh, no, it's not going to work this year. Come on. This year is a prophetic year. Come on. Hallelujah. You'll get it. 23. Amen. This year is a prophetic year. Come on. Hallelujah. You're going to have, it's a new, and then watch this. The only way to walk it out, praise God, is revelation through Jesus Christ. Let's get into this, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look in Isaiah 40. And 31. Isaiah 40 and 31. And these scriptures should be in the description, praise God, amen. If you want to follow along, praise God. You have to be sick. I'm telling y'all, last night, and I was trying to do the sleep thing, and I said, okay, maybe I can't sleep because I need to eat. That wasn't it. Maybe it's because I need to, you know, I need to get some water. I need to, and the Lord said, stop avoiding me. Stop avoiding me. Come on, you can't sleep because it's praying time. Stop avoiding me. When you're up at night, stop watching TV. That's prayer time. When you can't sleep, you have been there, you can't sleep, your mind is going, that's prayer time. Oh my God, can I help somebody? What did it say, woman of God?
But they that wait upon the Lord. Okay. Lord have mercy. Let me start that over.
Sorry, old fuck.
My glasses on. Make sure I'm reading this right. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall
run and not be weary.
They shall.
And they shall walk and not faint.
Start from the beginning of the verse. Let's break it down. I love this verse. I love it. Why?
But they that wait upon the Lord.
Stop right there. So the name of this ministry is Eagles United Ministries. Right? So in my studies, amen, the Lord took me to this. He said, I want you to go back to the beginning. Praise God. Amen. Now, I want you to understand what it said. It say they that wait. It's the specific people that's patient enough to wait. Come on, amen. It's specific. See, amen. I'm not. We always think everything is for everybody. It's not. This word that's coming to you this morning is not for everybody. Come on. But it's for you that are on here right now. Come on, amen. It said they that what?
They that wait
upon
the Lord.
Upon who?
The Lord.
It didn't say wait upon how you feel and wait upon a notion and wait upon. He said those that wait upon the Lord, my God, shall what?
Renew their strength.
And I want you to pay attention to the shalls. The shall means it's a promise.
It is so. It's
going to happen. Come on. Shall what? Renew their strength. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is that saying? It's a certain time, amen, for renewal. Glory to God. It's a certain people that will be renewed. Come on, amen. Out of obedience, out of fellowship, out of relationship. They that wait upon the Lord shall. Renew their strength. What else?
They shall. Uh-huh. Mount up with wings as eagles.
Mount up with wings as eagles. Do y'all understand the span of an eagle's wing? I mean, come on. Have you ever seen come on, amen, hallelujah. The span of an eagle's wing, praise God, amen, is so wide. Come on, amen. That this eagle don't even have to flap his wings. Can I help somebody today? Amen. Don't even have to flap his wings. All he do, amen, is that air get caught up under there, amen, and that eagle can just glide.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help somebody today. What is God saying to you? He said he's going to renew you. And he's saying, then watch, you ain't going to take much of an effort for you to get, oh my God. Come on, for you to reach higher heights and deeper depths in him. It's not even going to take, praise God, amen, a major push, praise God. It's going to feel like it's just happening. Oh my God. Come on. Shall mount up with wings as eagles. Shall what?
Run.
Shall run
and not be weary.
You're not even gonna get tired. You're not gonna get, you know how we say burned out. You're not gonna burn out. Come on. Oh my God. You're not gonna burn out. You're not gonna get overwhelmed. You're not gonna be like, oh, I don't know if I can handle this.
No.
He said, when you are renewed, he said, when you wait on him, he puts you in a position, praise God, where you never get tired. He puts you in a position, praise God, where you can't get distracted. He puts you in a position, praise God, amen, where you can ultimately, praise God, experience him, praise God, without, amen, the enemy coming in and making wreckage of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, woman of God.
Mm.
What a say.
And they shall walk they and shall not walk faint.
And not faint.
Mm.
That means you can go the distance. Come on, you ever seen somebody walk a certain amount and they get wore out now? They got, give me a minute, let me get myself together before I. He's like, you'll be able to walk and not get weary, not get afraid. Come on, amen. I've had people tell me, oh, Pastor, you know, you done had a church, you done did this, now you in a room and you still trying. I'm an eagle, baby.
That's right.
I ain't trying, I'm an eagle. Come on.
Mm.
I feed my spirit, praise God. I feed my spirit, man. When it comes to the ministry, can I help some preachers, pastors, and bishops, and apostles, and prophets? Can I help you? My walk ain't about man. I was in a relationship with somebody that would tell me that what I do ain't nothing. And he didn't say it in such nice words. But he would wear a suit. He wear a suit and he'd sit next to me. But you didn't know when I went home, he didn't believe in nothing I was doing. Can I help you?
Hmm.
But my life was set. I was glide right over that. Come on. Can I help somebody?
Come on.
It doesn't matter what folk are saying about you, what they're saying about the plan, what they're saying about the process. Because the process don't always look good. The process don't always feel good. But the Bible says he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He'll, oh my God, hallelujah. While the table is being built, they'll be there, your enemies. While the table get torn down, while a leg is too loose, they'll be there.
They'll be right there.
When the food get put on the table, come on. Oh, my God. When some spill on the table, they'll be there.
That's right.
I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Come on.
Mm.
Walk and not faint. What else to say?
You want to go into 41?
Yeah, say, but what 41 say?
Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength.
Oh, come on. Keep silent and let the people. I'm going to do.
Put these back up. Not sure. I'm reading this right.
Let's go into Isaiah 41, be not, and 10. Let's do 10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee.
Oh, my God. Mm. See, I'm talking about a new drive. I'm talking about you getting your insecurities out the way. I'm talking about you get you stop walking in places with your head down or letting other folk make you feel like you're inferior to them, like they supposed to be there and you not, and you like they doing you a favor. And come on, oh my God! It said what?
Fear thou
fear
not.
Not. Come on.
For I am with thee.
Cause I'm with you.
Be not dismayed.
Come on.
For I am thy God.
I'm your God. Come on.
I will strengthen thee.
I will strengthen you.
Yea, I will help thee.
Your help, your strength, everything comes from me. I'm walking in this place with you. I'm walking in this new job with you. I'm walking in this new business with you. I'm walking in this new ministry with you. I'm with you. Everything you need is going to come from me. I don't need you. Look, come on. I made you. I know all about you. James 1:2-4. Where are you in this? You have to understand that. And I go back to the scripture. God before you, he's more than the whole world against you.
That's right.
If God be for you, who can be against you? In other words, who can win? Who can stop you? Who can hinder it? And another thing God ministered to me this week. And it came through unlikely. The word came through an unlikely source. I started to get an attitude about it. But then I figured that I understood that God was telling me this. He said, what you experienced right there is on you. Because I almost got an attitude. I was like, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie, right? And then the Lord said, it's on you. So I sat down. I said, okay, what the Lord is showing me. The Lord said, take responsibility for what you allow that was not of me.
Ooh.
I said, oh, Lord. I said, wait a minute. He said, take responsibility. He said, at first I was like,
take responsibility.
The Lord said, you are my people. Anything that is not of me and you allowed it to come into your life, that's on you. I said, wait a minute. He said, it didn't line up with my word. They didn't line up with my word. And you allowed them to come in. My God, you allowed that connection. You allowed that relationship. And I showed you the signs. I showed you. But you allowed your flesh. See, when you allow your flesh, that's on you. That y'all get that one for free. This week's been a week of revelation.
Yes, it has.
James 1:1-4.
My brethren, count it all joy.
Come on, count all joy.
Let me start this one over again. Whew. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into
divers temptations.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith
worketh patience.
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting Nothing.
Hey, so you fell. So temptation came up. So you know. He said, count it joy. Oh. In other words, don't stay there long. You fail. He said, but next time you go, patience, this gonna work some patience in you. How many times do you have to keep a, come on, same thing over and over again? Come on. He said, now you need to just laugh about it. Say, Lord, I thank you for the trial. Now I know that in this area, I need to wait. In this area, I need more strength. In this area, I need more. Come on. I need more understanding. I need to learn more. Oh my God. Can I count it out, John? See, sometimes, see the enemy, he don't care nothing about the fall. He's trying to make sure you don't get up. Come on. Because he know you can repent for the fall. He said, okay, but when they fall, if I can just get in there and put all kinds of negative thinking in there and make it, come on, then I can hold them. No, the Lord say, count it all joy. That means shake the dust. Mm-hmm. Okay, I fail. I learned that next time, I'm going to, come on, amen. Mm-hmm.
Just help somebody.
This year, 2023, you have the power to set this atmosphere through your relationship with God. Come on, amen. Forgive. Don't forget your posture. What am I talking about? Your prayer life. How you pray. And I want to give you another key to prayer. I'm trying to get, oh, y'all getting some good nuggets today. A key to prayer is when you pray, you start off, number one, with repentance. Give people time to write this down. You start off with repentance. Next is adoration or magnifying his name. Thanking him. Come on. Thanking him for all that he's done in your life, for all that he's going to do, and all that he's doing at the present moment. Then it's laying it all out. Because you got to prepare the atmosphere. And when I come, it's just like talking to one of your parents. When you come in, you don't come right in and say, can I have $550? You come in and you say, hey, mama, how you doing? If you look over at the Lord's Prayer, you'll see, hey, mama, how you doing? You know, then you say, oh, you looking so good today. Mama, you know, you helped me out so much. And thank you. I want to say, you know, I want to be. Then you say, I got so. Same posture you have when you pray. Lord, forgive me for this sin I've committed on them. Lord, I want to thank you for all that you've done for me. Now, I need. And sometimes you'll be thanking him so much that you done forgot to ask him for what you need. Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is he's already working it out. For if you're listening, take 5 days just to tell him thank you. When you go into prayer, repent, acknowledge him, and just thank him. Don't ask for nothing for 5 days. Do it for 5 days.
Oh, I'm a witness.
Do it for 5 days. And then I'm going to give you another key. Y'all will listen to me when I tell you. Get you some paper. And write down everything you need. And everything that you want. Just write it down. I'm going to tell you how I do it. If I'm moving in a place, I put living room, bathroom, blah. And I write down everything that I need. Then I stick it in my Bible. I'll stick it in my Bible. I don't even think about it no more. I just stick it in the Bible. What am I teaching you to do? I'm teaching you how to write a vision. When you write the vision, it comes to pass. My daughter tells me that all the time. She says, Mama, it's amazing. Because we go back over lists that I made. And how it has come to pass, and it just blows their mind. Write it down. I didn't say type it in your phone. I said get a piece of paper
and write it down.
And write down what you want to see this year. What you want to see your children do this year. What do you want to do this year? What do you need to do? Write these things down. Write the vision. Make it plain. All of this is a part of prayer. All of this is a part of your prayer life. Put the list in your prayer closet. That new prayer closet you're going to set up. Put it in your prayer closet. Find a scripture in the word. Find a scripture on prosperity if you got something to do with money and put it in that word. First day it is. Pray. Forgive, pray, seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Mm-hmm. They that wait upon the Lord. Patience this year. Speak it till you see it. Speak it this year. Mm-hmm. We got some things coming up this year. Y'all know we're starting our study on rejection. I'll be back live on Thursdays. We're doing the house that rejection built. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to do that again.
Yeah.
We did it once before. That's gonna be awesome.
We're doing rejection. Mm. And I do it at the beginning of every year because we need to start the year off right. You need to stuff broke off of your life. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do the rug. We're gonna do starting in February. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the rug. Yeah. That's a series.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
What month are we gonna do the rug? February.
Mm-hmm.
The rug and the table.
The rug. We got some awesome things coming up this year, and I hope that you all be a part of it. When we first started this podcast in this manner, we had to adjust to it because we came from Texas City, full-fledged church morning worship service. Mm-hmm. And when God said, go to the table, I was like, it was a little rough at first because I'm used to Sunday morning, that traditional setup.
Yeah.
And the Lord told me, now, I need you to teach. I need you to share word, and I need to. And that's it has been such.
We said we're gonna go back to traditional. We're gonna get you back up doing praise and worship.
Yeah,
and
I walk in. And we said it before. Time before we said it.
It's not time.
It has really, truly been a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we want to thank those that support the Apostles' Table. We're going to be right back here next Sunday. Praise God. And this year, inviting more pastors and preachers and teachers to come on live with us. Praise God. And share what God has given them. Amen. If you would like to give, praise God, at the bottom of the screen. Praise God. Amen. At the bottom of the screen, praise God, scrolling by. And in the description, we have given information on how to give. But you remember, with Salvation After HIV, that is our outreach ministry. Praise God. And I have stuff at home that I give out, bless people with. Praise God. And it's just been awesome. Let me tell y'all something. When God has a plan, sometimes we think we're going to have it routine. It's how we... We be doing. Look, I got a boatload of toys here that God's told me to give all those toys to, and I'm gonna give all of them to. And God uses us to do some very unique things. We had a wonderful Christmas party. We had, we've been having a good time just serving God and serving God's people. I want you to continue to be blessed. Do you want to say anything before we?
Yeah. I thank God for the opportunity and just the privilege to be sitting here with you every Sunday.
Amen.
We have been at this now, what, It's going on 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't believe it. I walked in that little building in Texas City and sang one song, and I've been here ever since.
God knows where he wants you.
Yeah.
God knows where he wants you. Mm-hmm. And when we submit to Tuesday, because, I mean, I have been a part of small churches. Mm-hmm. I've been a part of big churches. And I got fed the most at a small church with a couple people, mm-hmm. you know, and it's you just have to be obedient and sensitive to God, to what he tells you to do. Yeah. Amen. And that, because let me tell you, some people, well, I go to church over here, we got a big old choir, we got that works for you. Mm-hmm. But if you know that you're not getting fed there and you're not being all that you could be for the Lord there, you got to pray and say, Lord, send me where I'm supposed to be.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. Right. And like I say, this is unorthodox. Praise God. Is. Amen. But guess what? Hallelujah. We get the job done. Amen.
Yes, we do.
And we're able to rebroadcast this over social media, YouTube. It's everywhere. Praise God. So we invite you to be a part of us. Praise God. If you want to come on out, we do have chairs. We have plenty of space for you, amen, to come out, bring your kids or whatever. If we got to go bigger, we can go bigger. Amen.
Amen.
So you are welcome to be a part of Eagles United Ministries. We're at 5301 Polk Street, Building 14, Houston, Texas, 77023. Give us a call, 713-340-9163 if you need prayer, okay? We love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
May God continue to bless you and keep you prosperous and healthy and totally encouraged throughout this 2023 year.
Amen. I want you to remember that faith is impossible. Please, God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares?
God cares.
God cares. And don't forget about it, okay?